The board approved a harvest of up to 201 wolves in an effort to reach a target of 350 animals. For some, the quota should have been set higher. Annette Olson of Glenwood City spoke for livestock owners.
To walk upon the tortured carcass of a newborn calf with its mother still circling it, nudging it, it is a scene that infuriates a farmer.
For some, the quota should have been set lower. Gary Besaw of the Menominee Tribe spoke about the sacred bond Native Americans have with the animal.
This is one of the reasons why the Menominee are opposed to wolf hunting. Because in effect, we're saying we're going to go out there and hunt our brothers and our sisters.
Howard Goldman of the Humane Society noted that wolves were only recently taken off the endangered list.
What's the rush? Wolves are a public trust. They don't belong to consumptive users. They belong to all of the citizens of the state. In fact, they belong to themselves.
But Bob Welch of the Hunters' Rights Coalition predicted that the hunt will actually help the population.
Hunters are going to become, I believe, some of the strongest advocates for wolves in the state because they'll become a trophy species and they will want to see them continue. That is how it's worked with every other species.
DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp said it wasn't easy to reach the final compromise.
You know, we had a very, very tall challenge here today, and that was to balance the interests of all the different stakeholders, which is always something that's difficult at best.
The hunt exempts Wisconsin's tribal lands. About 2,000 licenses may be issued in an effort to achieve the kill quota of 201 animals. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.